This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
You know, our world has changed significantly since the November election, and that raises the reasonable question of whether we've been played. Victor Davis Hanson provides a few examples in a recent commentary, and I will add some others. For example, perhaps you have noticed the disappearance of all the protests. Where is Antifa and BLM? A week or two before the election, the flood of violence in cities subsided, perhaps for fear that it might affect the election. Has systemic racism and excessive force by police just disappeared? What about all the concerns about the coronavirus? Not so long ago, Andrew Cuomo, Joe Biden, and Kamala Harris expressed their concerns about the Trump vaccine. Now it seems like it'll be successful. They might even decide to call it the Biden vaccine. And isn't it interesting that Pfizer only announced their progress on the vaccine after the election? In fact, this summer, executives at the company did not update the president or the media about their progress. They only contacted the Biden campaign. 3 months ago, we were hearing from Democratic leaders that it was dangerous to send kids back to school. That's why we had to shut down the schools and reject the calls from the president and the Secretary of Education to get students back in the classroom. Now it's time for the kids to go back to school. You know, 4 years ago, many Democratic leaders and the media suspected that voting machines might have been hacked. Even last year, you had Senator Elizabeth Warren concerned about unsecured computer systems and ambiguous rules about matching signatures on ballots. Now they argue the electoral system is perfect. Any claims of fraud are either insignificant or non-existent. Yes, so much has changed in the last few weeks, and it is tempting to think that all of us have been played. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Loneliness, go to viewpoints.info/loneliness. That's viewpoints.info/loneliness.